Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And greetings, fellow foodies. Welcome to another exciting hour of radio. In fact, it's the most delicious hour on radio right here on the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. Now, when you're thinking about all the great places we could broadcast on this gorgeous Southern Arizona Saturday afternoon, you know, there's a chill in the air. There's a snap in the air. And whenever it gets this cold, we start thinking about the islands. We start thinking about paradise. And the closest you can get to paradise and the islands, fellow foodies, is where we are right now. We are, in fact, at Saint House Rum Bar on East Congress Street in downtown Tucson, and the Jobim music is filling the air. Something about tall and tan and young and lovely. And what a great segue that is, because tall and tan and young and lovely is our celebrity co-host for the full hour, fellow foodie, PR sophisticated and rum guy, John Farlow's in the house.
I can tell you I've never been called tall or tan in my entire life, and that's if I was sitting on the island. So
well, let's stick with young and lovely then. Yeah. How about that?
There you go. That's good.
You know, we
look younger and thinner. That's all right.
We've been looking forward to this show for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we've been following the Travis and Nicole story here, the proprietors here of St. House, when they first announced they were going to be bringing the islands to Southern Arizona, doing real rum, forward rum, Caribbean cuisine. We were so excited, John.
And they had me at rum. I mean, they have rum in their name. I'm here. So, yeah, this is a really, really cool vibe down here. It does make you kind of feel like you're in the islands with the ferns on the wall, and you've got, I mean, it's an escape.
It's a total
and
escape.
Especially when it's cold outside right now.
Yeah, so exactly. Like, yeah. So
we're warming up with a little rum.
With a little rum. Speak for yourself, John. But anyway, they've got this great daiquiri of the day special for only $6, John. Come on in here, have a daiquiri of the day. And today it is the Mount Gay Silver.
It is.
Daiquiri.
One of my favorite rums.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Oh,
yeah.
I love Mount Gay.
And so talk to me now. So you just had your first St. House daiquiri just about 5 minutes ago. What's the first thing you notice about a daiquiri here at St. House?
You know what? Well, first of all, didn't come out of a machine, which is really probably the biggest thing. I mean, this is a real daiquiri. And I mean, it's light. It's just got a great nose. I mean, I'm talking about like it's wine, but it's really a great drink.
You know, Travis Reese, he's going to be on with us in a few minutes talking about his own personal passion for rum. And, you know, I've learned so much from Travis just since they opened, you know, in addition to what I've learned from you about rums. I mean, I wasn't really a rum guy growing up.
I don't think a lot of people were. I think a lot of people think of rum as Bacardi and Captain Morgan.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's like, what am I going to mix into something? What am I going to pour with some Coke? And rum has really seen a good resurgence lately. I mean, I'm happy about that, because rum has always been kind of a go-to drink for me, a go-to spirit. It's the noble spirit, so
of course.
It seems fitting. So, but it really is one of those that it mixes well. There are a lot of great sipping rums. I mean, it's seen this resurgence across the nation. You know, it's as big as whiskey or anything now.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's really becoming a big, you know, kind of in the mainstream.
And so. I think you, John Farlow, have done quite a bit to sort of you know, move that needle a little bit.
It's like my own personal consumption does not count in the per capita consumption.
Well, I think the challenge here this afternoon is really to forget everything you know about rum, because we're really defining what rum is all about. Now, what we did is we took a photo of some of the rums and put it up on our Facebook page.
About half of the rums at the most.
There are 43 rums here.
43 rums. And this, I mean, yeah, they started hiding the bottles as I walked towards them. So they're like, you know, take the picture and get Farlow away from there. So,
I was thinking that we'd do kind of a punch card kind of a thing, right? You
know,
you start at the top
exactly.
with the A's and work your way down. Well, speaking of this great landscape of premium rums that you are going to encounter the moment you walk in to St. House Rum Bar downtown, John, where do you fall? I mean, we talked about the different noses and the different flavor profiles. You've got your, uber aged, you've got some, you know, less aged, you've got some brights and crisps, then you've got some deep and some earthy.
I gotta tell
where
you,
do you go for rum?
I am across the board. I mean, I like your good Cuba Libre, just to say it, with a silver rum, and it's real simple, light. You can drink for a long time. You can have it, you know, you can, you know, last the party lasts forever. I also really, really like the aged rums, and I just got into those. I mean, I think I've told you this, but Aaron DeFeo, one of our friends from Casino right. del Sol,
absolutely.
Really big into rums these days, and he introduced me to an El Dorado 15, which, hey, I don't know, it sounds like a car, but but it is a really, really smooth sipping rum. You can taste the nodes of caramel and different fruits.
And, yes.
I mean, it is something that you would not absolutely mix with anything, and it is just, it's amazing.
That's beautiful.
There are so many different, I've learned that, it depends on where they're bottled, what they're made of. I mean, they can go from, a cane, we're right now we're drinking a cane juice rum.
Yes.
They can go all the way to a molasses. So it's like, so it really depends on what you're blending it with and the aging. I mean, there's so much complexity to rum, you would not believe it. And it's bottled all over the world. I mean, a lot of times they take the raw materials and take them to other regions.
Exactly.
So, I mean, one of my favorite rums of all is Bundaberg from Australia.
Beautiful.
Which we can't get here, by the way.
I've heard some great things about that.
And it's really a great rum. And so, there's that one. I mean, when I lived in the Philippines, it was Tanduay because you couldn't get much more, but it was very similar to a Barbados rum like Mount Gay. So there's a lot of different there's just so much complexity to rum that it's kind of like wine. You can't say,
yes,
I like this particular rum and that's what I go to every time. Because there is so much variety out there. And obviously we have 43 rums right here. So,
well, we've had one, so there's 42 left.
So we got 42. Where's my punch card?
So, one of the things I love about Sane House is, it's impossible to become overwhelmed and intimidated. When you come in, when you take a look at this lineup of rums, you got Carl Gronowski and his mixology team back there, uniquely equipped to have a conversation with you about
rums. We're sitting here watching them set up the bar. And I mean, they really take some painstaking. I mean, it's amazing what they go to come up with the freshest ingredients. We were watching him do ginger earlier.
Mashed ginger.
Just
this guy behind the bar and doing it with pride and doing. I mean, there's nary a machine running back there.
There isn't. Yeah. It's like, I think there was a blender back there, but it was only because they were taking the ginger down to a. I mean, it really is a great atmosphere. I like that the bar is actually kind of the centerpiece of the restaurant.
Right.
I mean, this is really, it's a place where you feel like you could really congregate with people and kind of get that whole, island vibe where everybody.
Exactly. Which is what downtown really, this really speaks to a market downtown. We're going to be talking to Carl about the sort of tiki culture they've created down here.
It's not, and the beauty of this is it's not a like tiki tacky. It's not, you're not walking into a Trader Vic's. It's actually got a really, so you don't have to walk in with your Hawaiian shirt. You can actually dress up if you want to dress up. And you could probably walk in with your Hawaiian shirt, too. But it really does, the bar is kind of the centerpiece. There's a lot of nice booths around. You can see what's going on outside. It's got a good urban vibe with not being too, pretentious or anything like that.
So, exactly. Yeah. Well, we want to have all of you fellow foodies come on down here and have a daiquiri with us. In fact, it's the daiquiri of the day for only $6. One of the 43 rums they have is the Mount Gay Silver, and they are doing that beautifully behind the bar, a gorgeous daiquiri. We want you to stick around. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to the proprietor himself, Travis Reese, about his own personal passion for rum. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. Don't go away.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Rum Command Central at Saint House Rum Bar right on East Congress Street in the heart of downtown Tucson with our celebrity co-host, fellow foodie and rum sophisticate John Farlow.
Yep, always glad to be here.
I mean, where do we go from here?
Well, we've already enjoyed a very, what is this, Rum Clement.
This is Rum Clement.
I'll let Travis talk about that a little bit.
What a great segue. The man, the myth, the mystery himself, he has just sat down. One of the busiest guys in the foodie landscape all across the Old Pueblo. The man who has brought 47 Scott to Tucson. The man who has brought Scott and Company to Tucson. And now the man who has brought together with his business partner, Nicole Flowers, the Saint House Rum Bar to Tucson, the Honorable Travis Reese. Thank you for hosting, man.
Hello, hello. Good to see you.
Oh, I want to be Travis Reese.
I do,
just for a weekend.
It's like, who else gets to own, like, a rum bar.
All the cool places.
Yeah, that's it. It's
anyway, Travis, always fun catching up with you, my friend.
Absolutely.
And I just want to say congratulations to you and your very hardworking team.
Thanks.
For you know, one of the most wildly successful restaurant openings I think we have seen in Southern Arizona. And if anybody is going to question that bold statement, all you got to do is to go to last week's Tucson Weekly and read the review, which is almost impossible to get a perfect review.
In all the years that I've read Tucson Weekly, I don't remember seeing that kind of review. So
well, congratulations.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. We were blown away and very grateful. And it was more than we could ask for sure.
That's great. So. Well, you know, there is an abundance of goodness here at St. House. And, you know, there's a reason why you have the word rum in the name of your restaurant.
Yes.
You actually have a personal passion for the spirit, don't you?
We do. Yes. My partner and I both do. We really got into rum with our other cocktail bar, Scott & Co., that we own. And our team of bartenders just kept telling us how diverse the spirit was, and they kept making drinks for us. And every drink that they would make would be unique and different. Mm-hmm. And so then we just started tasting them on our own without anything else, just sipping them like you would whiskey or something like that. And we were blown away by what the spirit could offer. Mm. And,
I think a lot of people look at it as it's, you know, they think rum, they think Hurricane, Cuba Libre, and that's pretty much the extent of it.
Right.
And you really realize that it's so diverse and you could do so much with it.
And there's so many different ways to make it. And you have, in the Caribbean, you have these, you have influences from the Dutch and the Spanish and, and the French. And so, you know, the French will take the way that they distill spirits and make a rum out of that with sugar. And it's such a unique spirit because the only requirement is that you make it with sugar. That's it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and that's what makes it so diverse.
So so you can do juice, you can do syrup, you can do molasses, whatever you...
That's exactly right. Oh, yeah.
So you have 43 rums.
43 rums.
Here on display.
It's not enough.
Now, what was it about the 44th rum that made Travis and Carl say, nah!
You couldn't get it in the country.
That was
right. That's right.
Like 42 isn't enough, Travis?
Well, you know, the thing with 43 is you have to make sure that you hit on all the different types and... Really, 45 would be a little too much. Let's be honest. That would be obscene. It would just be too much.
Now, talk a little bit about that landscape that we were talking about. Now, we're enjoying this lovely daiquiri made with the rum Clement.
Yes.
Where does sort of that fall on the spectrum of rums that you have?
Well, the reason we wanted to start you with that is rum Clement is a spirit. It's an agricole rum, meaning that it's made in the French style. And the interesting thing about it is it's kind of wild and grassy, the rum.
Mm-hmm.
And so in a daiquiri, this traditional daiquiri, which is just lime, sugar, and the spirit, you get really close to a margarita because the rum Clement is kind of close to an agave spirit. So the goal there is to start you off with that. We're in Southern Arizona. We all love
margarita. All we needed was like some salt around the rim or something.
A little bit of
like
salt in your name. We could have fooled you. So that's why we wanted to start people off with that. And it's a popular drink for us, and we get a lot of margarita drinkers in that we put in this drink, and they're happy with it.
So it's a great place for the palate to begin, a nice little tease, a nice little introduction, a beautiful flavor on that on that rum. Like you said, likened to tequila, a little grassy. I mean,
it really does have it has the same flavor as tequila, really.
Now, as we work our way down the spectrum, and again, I told our audience that we're going to be sitting down with Carl here, your mixologist. He's going to sort of take us on a little tour of some cocktails that you guys are making. But what is the range? You've got sort of the lighter, crisper styles of rums all the way down to these almost, like John was talking, these almost dessert kinds of rich
and like
dark
rum. It's
like
kind of a port kind of rum. I mean, it's really...
That's what's amazing is that with these rums, you'll taste stuff that's clean and light, leaves the palate right away. There's some of them that really come through with like strong banana flavors.
Mm.
There's some with this huge molasses funkiness that really won't leave your palate. But some of the higher end rums these days, it's like drinking a cognac. It's like sipping on your favorite whiskey.
Mm.
And so... That's what we love about the product is that if you're a whiskey drinker, there's something for you. You like scotch. You like brandy.
You guys were doing that on your Facebook page for a while there. It's really saying if you like this, try this.
That's exactly right.
I like that.
Yeah, it's just such a fun way to introduce people to the world of rum because what they do know is maybe frozen, maybe sugary, and that's not really what we do.
The ready whips, whipped cream coming out of the can.
Scott O'Brien's Hurricane, you're set.
That's right. Yeah.
So now you've been open how long here downtown?
Almost 5 months.
Almost five months. Yeah. Wow. So have you found? We were saying how great the experience is when Carl and his team actually will sit down and talk a little bit about what rums they have available. available, what worked based on what your palate is like. Right. Have you found that that over the last 5 months, your customers, your patrons, have sort of become a little bit more educated on the line of rum?
And branched out a little bit?
You know, it's funny because we could get people into a daiquiri to start. That's an easy drink.
Sure.
Okay?
That's right.
That's great. Well, what we're finding now is that people come in and they'll say, what was that rum? They'll want a little taste after dinner. And then the next time they come in, they'll say, what was that I had? Let me try something else. What would be something, you know, that might be comparable to that or a little bit different? So we're seeing more and more that people want to come in and just taste this, you know, taste the spirit alone. Or they're getting a little bit crazier and saying to the bartender, like, hey, whip me up
something. You did it right the first time.
That's right.
I love it. That's right. And when Carl is challenged to actually whip something up for his guests,
right.
You know, there are no bounds to his creativity.
That's right.
I mean,
that's
watching
right.
him do his thing. And look, he's got the shaker face, as we call it.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, no one shakes a cocktail in this community like Carl Gronowski
it's
does,
It's a beautiful,
Travis.
Ugly thing.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a sponsor, too. Carl himself is actually going to step behind the bar,
that's
sit
right.
down with us, talk a little bit about this tiki culture that you guys have been Fire
right.
downtown.
Great.
Talk a little bit more about these cocktails. Then you're going to come back and talk about this Caribbean, you know, inspired cuisine that is really making some noise here across right. Southern Arizona. We're going to look forward to sitting down with you talking about
That's
that.
Great.
So we're going to take a quick break. John Farlow is going to
start
another cocktail.
I'm already on this.
As we thank a sponsor. Once again, you're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. Don't go away.
The temperatures are finally dropping in Tucson, which means the perfect season for home entertaining. Why not transform your backyard into a destination for seasonal celebration, courtesy of Landscapes by TurfTech. Imagine your home with a beautiful new courtyard, outdoor kitchen and bar, putting green or lawn turf, fire and water features, or maybe a koi pond, even LED low voltage lighting. The possibilities are endless, and no project is too small or too big. Call them today to discuss the personal mini vacation that your backyard can become within weeks. I made the call myself and urge you to do the same. Landscapes by TurfTech, locally owned and operated for 17 years. Call the owner, Jack Hamilton, directly at 631-6080. That's 631-6080.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
And welcome back. Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Rum Central Command at the St. House Rum Bar, downtown Tucson in East Congress Street. We just had a lovely chat, a delicious chat, John Farlow. With, with Travis.
We haven't
Reese.
Even talked about the food yet.
Yeah, I wish this was a 2-hour
yeah,
show.
Yeah, I do too.
But anyway, Carl Gronowski is actually catching his breath because when he shakes a
he
cocktail,
was back there
John
shaking
Farlow, he
vigorously
shakes
so
a cocktail.
Like, yeah.
But he's
the ultimate shaker face in Tucson.
And here
so.
He is, the master mixologist for all of Nicole and Travis's restaurants. He's overseeing everything at Scott & Co. 47 Scott, here he is down at St. House Rum Bar. Carl, always having a blast with you, man.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't even know where to begin.
Oh, I mean, where do you want to begin?
That's a good answer. But you know what? I'll tell you what. I mean, sometimes there's moments of spontaneity on the radio when a blue beverage, with fresh greens comes out. Anyway, we love talking rum.
I'm taking a picture right now. So, go ahead and talk.
So tiki in Tucson actually has a really, really long history, and it goes back to Trader Vic and Don the Beachcomber in the 30s with the original, the original Trader Vic's in Oakland, California,
right.
and Don the Beachcomber's in L.A. But it kind of goes and tiki culture expands, and then there's one gentleman owns three tiki bars here in Tucson, one of which is still around, which is the Con Tiki.
Yeah.
Pago Pago used to be.
I wasn't sure we could talk about that yet, so I didn't.
Spread the tiki love.
The Pago Pago were actually a variant of this drink. The Vicious Virgin number 3 was invented. Theirs version was the Vicious Virgin number 2. This has rum.
I was going to ask.
Blue Curacao, obviously.
Right.
Tequila was with the Vicious Virgin number 2. This drink actually has Bacanora. So the
wild agave spirit
from Sonora, Mexico. Nice and close, regional.
Beautiful.
Orgeat, almond milk syrup. and then grapefruit juice and lime juice. So we kind of took upon, you know, the old tiki culture in Tucson, and we kind of brought it some back as an homage to what used to be around.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
And we don't even have to wear our grass skirts. We could leave them at home. So
but if you do want to, if you do want to come
out, show up in a grass skirt.
Yeah, Thursday nights we have tiki night, which we do as a vastly expanded tiki menu, and we have a couple of bartenders who've kind of taken it upon themselves to really run the tiki night.
I will leave my coconut bra at home, but beyond that.
So that's Thursday night at St. House Rum Bar, Tiki Thursday.
Tiki Thursday, absolutely.
Great. Okay, so this is a good example of, you know, there's no one has rum better, in I think, in the state than St. House, so there's all these wonderful rum-inspired cocktails, but it's not all about the rum here, and you talked about this great Bacanora sort of inspired beverage.
We still have a full bar. It's, you know, we still can make, you know, your classic cocktails, but obviously rum is our focus,
right.
And rum is what we excel at. But it's an absolute joy to be able to, you
keep
know,
talking. We're drinking.
Absolutely.
Tea, so.
Oh, boy.
It's an absolute
joy. I feel
joy
like I'm in the islands right now.
A great cocktail, Carl, is all about balance.
And that,
and you've nailed it. This is you call this the vicious virgin number three?
Yeah, it is. It's on our cocktail menu. A guest can come down.
I hate to meet number one and number two.
It's like absolutely gorgeous beverage, and it's beautiful. Now, how much mint do you go through?
Our purveyors laughed at us when we asked if they had 10-pound bags available of mint. We're going through about that much mint a week. Between mojitos.
10 pounds.
10 pounds.
10
between
pounds
mojitos and garnish. And
it's a lot of mint if you don't know.
and there's to call it a sprig would be a misnomer on this cocktail.
Oh,
I mean,
this
there
is
a bushel.
I mean,
of
the olfactory sense that the mint gives the cocktail is really so important. And, you know, getting your face down in that mint. Gets
exactly.
It, like,
it's
it prepares
not. When you go into the straw, it's like you are getting the mint. You're getting it's an amazing blend.
Well,
this
has
got to be a popular beverage here.
It is. Absolutely. Yeah.
When we're talking about rum cocktails, and we were talking about the varieties of rums and the flavor spectrum of rum, when it comes to actually producing the cocktails here in the daiquiris, and you've got a wonderful cocktail menu, how do you go about deciding, you know, what kinds of flavors to bring into certain rums on the spectrum?
I mean, for the daiquiri as an example, there's a couple ways that you can do a daiquiri. One, you can do a daiquiri, lime, sugar, and you're modifying the level of sugar to make the rum be perfectly balanced in with the cocktail. We decided to let the rums kind of stand out a little bit more, so it's a sweeter rum. We're going to use the same recipe every single time, but we're going to really let the rum be the showcase.
Perfect.
With other, you know, ginger, obviously, classic flavor to pair with rum. But you have to just, you know, you're really looking at this base spirit itself and then trying to accentuate
but
what
I don't know
that.
I don't know that, certainly in Tucson, it's like, I don't know that people know that ginger is a perfect pairing with rum. I mean, ginger beer, everybody's starting to do dark and stormies and everything like that,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
But the fact that you guys are doing, like, the fresh ginger and those kind of things, that's kind of different.
I mean, it is a little different, but, you know, the way that we've taken our cocktails from day one when Travis and Nicole opened 47 Scott and the same mindset we brought over here to St. House is that we really want to take all of the time that it means. Like, we're taking our time like a chef would take his time.
Right.
Getting the ingredients perfect, making sure that every cocktail comes out balanced and, you know, very the same. If you get a Vicious Virgin number 3, you know, next week here, if you're in, you know, I want it to look exactly like that.
Right.
We're looking for consistency, and we are looking for the highest quality ingredients.
You're clearly training your staff that way, too.
Absolutely.
So,
I mean, we were talking about one of your mixologists.
Jeremy's been absolutely wonderful.
I mean, mashing fresh ginger back there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it.
I mean, you don't want to see our prep lists because they are extensive. I mean, you missed him doing 5 liters of lime juice earlier. Fresh limes.
And it's a workout.
It's a workout.
It's like dinner and a show. So you have lovingly delivered a beverage here before us that we haven't had a chance to talk about. What is this fine
so
thing?
So this is kind of an example of a daiquiri that's using kind of a higher end or a different rum.
Right.
This is the Gosling's Old, which is at least 12-year aged Gosling's Dark or Black Seal rum, which is very, very molasses forward.
Oh. It's different than a Black Seal,
the standard
you would buy at the...
Absolutely. This is going to be so rich. The molasses is going to be muted, but it's going to be there.
Goodness. I mean, I feel like I just should say a little prayer before I have that.
I mean,
should I?
Vanilla, molasses, little bit of Chinese five spice almost.
Oh, my gosh. Like a chef
would
do.
That is, I mean, that
Okay, and so, any of our 43 rums can be made into a daiquiri.
This is what I will be drinking. And
the flavors of fall.
Absolutely.
In winter in that beautiful daiquiri.
Yeah. Another great fall and winter cocktail on our menu is the corn and oil, which is kind of a classic cocktail of Barbados. Yeah. We do it a little bit more similar to an old-fashioned than they would do in the islands. So it's got ginger and cardamom, and then the nice rich rum coming through, and Angostura bitters really is a great cocktail for fall. Great pairing for the Ropa Vieja, which I think you're going to talk about a little bit later.
And we're going to have a little sampling too. Yeah. We're going to be doing a little pairing with these gorgeous daiquiris, these standout, show-stopping cocktails. And Travis is going to be bringing out some Caribbean-inspired cuisine that has really helped to elevate St. House to the serious level of culinary arts here in Southern Arizona. So, Carl Gronowski, if you're going to hang out with us for a little bit longer,
talk about cocktails and food,
we'd love to have you. Continue the conversation.
Absolutely. I'll stick around for a second or two.
Very good. So we're going to take a quick, maybe a minute and a half, 2 minute Fox News break. Thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're diving in headfirst in the Caribbean cuisine right here at the St. House Rum Bar. You're listening to On the Menu Live on KNST AM 790. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
Right, and thanks for joining us as you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock. I should say, for those of you who are not yet friends of ours on Facebook, that's the place to be for all the local late breaking news on the culinary
Twitter,
cocktail
Twitter,
scene.
Any of those, yeah.
On the Menu Live on Facebook, on the Menu Live on Twitter, on the Menu Live everywhere you can possibly imagine, because that's where we break news on the culinary and cocktail scene, and that's where we get to meet people like Travis Reese himself, and he's back with us, Travis.
Oh, hello.
Oh, man. So you're
back again.
You come bearing gifts, sir.
Yeah, the aromas alone are like, wow.
So anyway, we had a great time with Carl talking about these great cocktails.
Great.
I mean, this cocktail right here, sir. Carl, what was this again?
That's the Gosling's Old Rum Daiquiri.
Okay, so this is the one that 15 you should
year,
order.
Did you say?
It's at least 12.
At least 12. This the spice flavor coming out of this beverage at this time of year in this kind of
perfect
surrounding,
for this kind of weather.
I mean, are you kidding me? This is what it's all about.
We're not kidding you, Matt.
It works.
Well, Neil and Diane just walked in here. This is, I mean, like it's old home week. You know, they hear a great conversation about rums,
Goslings and rum,
and they walk. Nice to have you guys out here. That would be Bentley drywall. That's what we call a plug here on the radio. But anyway, I digress. So here we are. People come here for great rum experiences, great cocktail experiences, wonderful intentional encounters with craft spirits. But this is a great restaurant. And again, we talked about the Tucson Weekly. We can't encourage enough our fellow foodies. Go to the Tucson Weekly. I guess it was last week's edition.
Read the review.
Read this review, because you're going to understand very quickly the kinds of experiences that we're about to have. So when you're coming up with a menu, you know, when we're talking about, you know, Antonio Carlos Jobim and Tall and Tan and Lovely and Young and all of these, you know, wind in your hair kind of experiences, how do you even begin to put together the kind of menu that uniquely represents that expectation that people are going to have?
You know, it's funny, because just as we sit here and talk about the diversity of rum, what we're talking about are the cultures in the Caribbean and that melting pot. So you get all these different flavors. You get unique flavors. You have some spicy stuff. You have garlic that comes out and all of these. It's an abundant area for growing naturally. So everything from mango to pork, they just find ways to just cook flavorful food. I mean, it really is exactly what you expect in island culture. It's just, it's flavor everywhere you turn.
Balance and everything, yeah.
Yeah, and so it's, for them, for the people in the Caribbean, what they want to do is, sometimes it's hot. Sometimes it's swimsuit season. So it's not always your typical heavy, what you might think about with Latin food. A lot of it's lighter, and you get a little bit more fruit and that kind of thing in the actual dishes, which makes it a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I think just looking at the items that we're about to dive into, and John, I'm going to ask you to show some restraint for crying out loud.
He saw my fork up, so.
That it's, you know, Carl was talking about approaching the idea of making a cocktail almost like a chef would do when he or she is producing, you know, a dish. And when you're talking about, you know, the lighter fare, that doesn't mean it's an absence of flavor. So we're thinking about fresh, vibrant. I mean, the colors and the textures just look beautiful. I mean, we're going to put all these pictures up on our Facebook page so everybody can see. But this is really about just full, fresh flavor.
That's exactly right. So when you are in an area that which is such a good growing area, what you have are just fresh flavors. Right. It seems like it's always a season down there where you can grow something with the sunshine and the warm atmosphere. And you just can get to play around. That's the other nice thing about it. You can really play with these flavors. Yeah. A lot of them are recognizable, but they might just be a little different than what you'd expect.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So how do you put a menu together? Now, talk about the menu here at St. House. You're open for lunch and dinner.
Lunch and dinner, 7 days.
7 days. Is, you have the same menu that works its way through the day?
All through the day.
Great. So talk about the sort of the construction of the menu from appetizers down to the full-on entrees.
So what we wanted to do is we wanted to create some lighter sampler style food so that you could come in, if you weren't familiar with the cuisine, you could try some stuff out. So a few of the things on our menu, some of our starters like coconut shrimp, are going to be favorites. People in America love this. It's something in Florida that you get wherever you go.
Right.
It's a great dish. And then what we wanted to do was work you through some things that might be a little unexpected. Ceviche, which is something that we have in southern Arizona, normally with shrimp and a spicy flavor.
Yes.
But what we wanted to do was incorporate scallops and mango.
It's got a totally different look than your average ceviche.
That's right.
Like in
right.
a kind of Mexican restaurant. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And then going all the way through to our entrees, it was always just what can we do that is an honest representation of what we might find in Puerto Rico or in Martinique, or even going all the way down to Brazil.
Mm.
But what we try to do was make it maybe a little bit more fun.
Yeah.
So we take we slow cook beef with a little bit of chimichurri, but we actually put it in a taco. So it's your Brazilian flavors, what you might expect from a steakhouse.
Beautiful.
But we put it in a taco just because, you know, who
that was
like
what
a taco?
Got a rave review. I was really, I mean, the whole Brazilian steak like taco, that was amazing. So
now what was your travel budget when you were doing your R&D?
It was not big enough. It was not big enough. I'll tell you that.
I love it. You know, one of the things I had, I was here for lunch, and you know, I love the sort of the bustling scene you have down here, and I just love what downtown has become. And let me just say, you know, you're going to blush, and you're going to pull this whole it takes a village thing. I understand, but let's be clear: there is one partnership that was responsible for inspiring this renaissance that we've had downtown, and it's Travis Reese and Nicole Flowers. Now you can say whatever you want to say, but cue applause.
I can't.
So you must just love walking around downtown and just seeing your dream come true.
It is, you know, we wanted to do something downtown because we wanted a better downtown Tucson.
Right.
And when we opened our first project, there were a lot of people in town that kind of chuckled.
Well, and
at
you
us,
guys
thought
are,
we were
I mean,
crazy.
You guys, your other properties, let's face it, they're kind of tucked away,
that's
or
right.
they were at
that's
the
right.
time.
Yeah.
Now they've actually kind of become a centerpiece,
but
they really were tucked away.
That's
so.
Exactly right. People had to come find us, which
was
great. They took ownership of the space, though. It really felt like a little hidden treasure for them. And we just love what's happening downtown.
That's great. Yeah.
We love the fact that we're getting restaurants. It seems like every month we have a new opening.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
completely different cuisines. It's so much fun.
And isn't that
great?
So much
fun.
So we were here having lunch, and I ordered the Cubano sandwich.
Sure.
Now, and here's a great example, Travis, of how you sort of take these classic Caribbean experiences and give them that just that tweak, just that little lift a little bit.
Sure.
And lift with the Cubano is probably a fairly good word, because when you think of the Cubano, you're thinking of this pressed panini style.
Right.
You know,
out of a food cart. Kind of,
out
that's
of a food
well, because most people have not. Made the Cuba, let's just say.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You've seen this on South Beach. That's really
South Beach,
that's the closest.
You know, quarter of an inch thick, you know, at best.
Right.
Yeah. And when that Cubano arrived, or shall I say landed, on my table, it defied logic, Travis.
So this is not one of the dishes that fits with the swimsuit season of some of our other dishes.
Light food, not this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A gorgeous sandwich in its own right.
Goes well with the daiquiri, though. So.
It works with the daiquiri. The goal with all of our food is let's make sure, you know, in that we can, you know, the pickles are a key component to that dish, so we make them from scratch. You know,
really?
we actually pickle our own cucumbers so we can get that flavor right. You know, and the pork cooks for no less than 12 hours.
Right.
And those types of things just kind of elevate what is, you know, a great sloppy dish. And we try to make it, bigger, better, and that's
a bit more fun.
And it's easy. Yeah. It's easy to cut corners. It's easy to skip the steps. But 12 hours, you know, on that pork, you know, hand mashing garlic or ginger here behind the bar for the cocktails. Now, when I walked in and I had that Cubano, I said, okay, there's one guy in this community that's going to nail exactly the cocktail that should go lovingly, pair beautifully with that Cubano. And I said, is Carl in the house? He came over here and he said, I have just the right thing for you. Do you remember what it was?
I mean, it was a daiquiri. I can't remember the exact one, but I believe.
believe, actually, I think it was the Round Methuselam, which is going to be.
That's exactly what it was. Right. See, he knows.
Find me a sommelier that will pair
no
a wine.
No kidding. Yeah. With a Cabano sandwich. Exactly. That's exactly what it was. And what was it about that daiquiri that you thought really brought out the flavors of that sandwich?
So the Round Methuselam is probably going to be our most crisp and our most, like the acid of the Cubanos, of that daiquiri is probably going to be the most pronounced. And, you know, not talking about beach, you know, beach food. We're talking about something that has a little bit of fat to it, so you want to kind of cut through it,
exactly,
take that acid, and really, it really enhances the flavors of that. So I think that's where I was thinking at that point.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, let's enhance some flavors. Wow. Let's enhance some palates. Before we dive in, I want to remind all of our listeners that Travis Reese and his charity is going to provide the opportunity for one of our listeners to call in and guess the answer to our trivia question of the week. And the first person that calls in with the right answer is actually going to get a gift card to come down here and experience St. House for themselves. What a great
Cubana
thing.
And a daiquiri.
I mean, absolutely. So you're going to want to stick around for that. We're going to be giving away that gift card right after our tasting with our trivia question, which I think is a super fun question. We're going to go to that in just a few minutes. Okay, so here we go. I can't take it anymore.
All right.
So you brought out a cornucopia of items for us to try. Knowing where we've been on the palate with our runs and knowing that we probably haven't eaten in a bit as we anticipate. Speak for yourself. Is that what you're saying?
I didn't eat at all. So
where shall we begin our round robin tasting?
Well, let's do this. We have this nice steaming hot ropa vieja in front of us.
Beautiful.
And let's start there, which might be a little unorthodox, but we'll work backwards. So this is a great example of what we try to do. So this is actually ropa vieja is a typical dish that comes from Cuba. It literally translates to old clothes. What it means is they're going to slow cook this beef for a really long time, try to break up some of the tissue and that kind of thing. Just your typical stew. All over the world, people do it, and they do it great. What we wanted to do was make a dish that was a little more unique and a little bit more like an entree. So we actually, a secret technique, we slow cook short rib beef with some seasonings, and we do it for a minimum of 48 hours, up to 72 hours.
And I got to tell you, this has been like wafting my way the entire time. Matt has not let me pick up my fork the entire time. And she took my fork away from me.
Yes, I actually did take this fork away. 48 hours, Travis?
48 hours. 2 days.
Oh, my gosh.
Two days.
All right, so we're going in. Again, this is a great example of what we were talking about a few minutes ago with the bounty of color, just ruby red and emerald green and, you know, beautiful fall. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
I'll post the picture. But
we're going in.
I'm telling you, the meat just falls.
Look at that.
Like, apart.
Oh, so it's fork tender.
I grabbed my knife.
You don't need a knife.
What am I doing?
Put your knife down.
Seriously.
All right.
And yams are a classic Caribbean food, and what we want to do is so we do sweet potatoes with it and a little bit of fresh vegetables that are sautéed.
Beautiful.
It's not going to be the exact dish you would get if you're in Cuba, but what we want to do is take those flavors and then say, well, how can we make it a little bit prettier, make it a little bit more of an entree for Tucson? And that's really what our motivation was behind our whole menu.
It's the spice to the meat and the mix with the sweet potato yam.
The yam. It's the sweetness of the yam. And here they go again. Okay, because this is how Travis rolls.
Yeah.
So it's all of these wonderful flavors across the palate. And hitting at different times. So you've got the beautiful sweetness of that yam. Right. You've got this crunchiness of those fresh vegetables and the tender, almost candy-like of that, you know, slow, is that smoked, as you said, just beautiful meat here.
And what we do is right before it comes out, it gets sautéed in a pan with a little bit of – this is a secret. I'm going to let everyone on the radio know our secret. A little bit of rum and Coke is actually what it gets.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, see, John's got a smile, grin from ear to ear.
Yeah, but you add the Coke in there. It's like,
we get Carl in the kitchen sometimes to tell us what we need to
do. You know, every once in a while.
You don't have enough rum in this.
Yeah. That's right.
Ropa vieja.
There you go.
Old clothes.
That's right.
Okay, absolutely beautiful.
Sure.
I'd
eat my own clothes, too. Wow.
This is what you had in mind when you wanted to open St. House.
Exactly.
I would eat
what
this every day of the week.
That's correct.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Oh, it's amazing.
My hat is off to you. And I was about to say my clothes are off, but no, my clothes are old clothes.
Thank
one,
God
more
they're not. Well,
one more drink.
One more drink, Carl.
We've got a few more daiquiris to go.
So, okay, beautiful. Where do we go from here?
All right, so let's
– do we want to go anywhere?
I know.
Well, we've now crushed the palate, but we'll try this. So ceviche, again, this was something that we wanted to do, offer the diverse flavors of the Caribbean, offer it in the cured fish, all right? So – Latin version of sushi is basically what we're doing here. Mm. We make it three different ways.
I have never heard ceviche referred to as that.
Latin version of sushi.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So what we do is we have a traditional Mexican style ceviche that we do with shrimp. It's going to be a little bit spicy. It's going to be traditional. We also do we take scallops, we take mahi mahi, we cure it with the lime, and we put it with some mango, some fresh red onion. That one's going to be sweet, and you're going to get just a different flavor profile. And then the last one, which is kind of fun, we wanted to create something savory, totally unique. We took some of the French flavors, olives, mustard, that kind of thing. We put it with mahi-mahi, and it just created this savory, and we called it Martinique style because it is that is the French colony. So those are the three that we do.
And if you're in for a cocktail hour, this ceviche is the perfect way to start. It really, really works with all the different flavors that we've paired on our cocktail menu.
It's a great idea because it's a beautiful starter. It's put together beautifully. You have sort of this trio. And let me just say, for kind of this starter, you know, attitude here, this is a big portion. I mean, this is a gorgeous display.
It just the more that we put on the plate, the prettier it got. So we didn't stop right away. And then the other thing that we put with this dish, we actually take taro root, which is a staple of the tropics, and we slice it thin and we deep fry it. And so we have these taro chips that we make in-house, and they just add a good little crunch. They have a unique flavor. Don't taste like a tortilla or a potato chip.
Right.
We serve those with it, so you can kind of make your own little bite.
No one else is doing taro chips in
Nobody
Tucson,
does too.
Right?
I mean, taro chip is not in Tucson.
If they weren't doing it more than 5 months ago, that's for sure.
The vegetable purveyors had the same reaction to the amount of taro that we wanted as the amount of mint that we wanted.
Yeah, they're really in Tucson?
Yeah. So we've been bringing it in by the palate, the taro.
Beautiful. What a wonderful flavor that brings to the ceviche.
It really does.
Light and crisp. And these are deep fried, but they're not this heavy.
Not
thick.
That's right.
You know, this goes with that light style that you talked about. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, light, crisp daiquiri.
I broke
wonderful,
taro chips.
Freshies broken. You know, that just shows you how light they are.
You know, and what we wanted to go for, everyone's familiar with this idea of maybe a margarita and some chips and salsa. That's what we do in Tucson. But we thought, let's bring some of that tropical flavor in.
Okay, this beats chips and salsa. I'm just telling you right now. Especially when it's like 50 degrees out.
That's
so this
right,
is perfect.
Right.
So.
Okay, we have about a minute left before we go to our trivia question. Mm-hmm. I'm sure our lines are going to light up. I'm going to try this Martinique, as you say.
Martinique style.
Martinique style ceviche is going in.
That is really good.
Mm. Fresh olive. I got a mouthful, John.
Makes for good radio.
It's almost like a muffaletta with fish. I don't know how to describe it. It's so
beautiful.
I mean, the middle one, I got to tell you, is my favorite. It's like, I mean,
mango's perfect with it.
I'm a sucker for sweet, so that's really, but the Martinique style is
beautiful,
phenomenal. And I'm
different.
Not a big like green olive person. That is amazing. That is tastes like a olive paste kind of with
almost like
the Dorada or the mahi mahi.
Right,
it's really good.
And just a little bit of the salt, a little bit of the brine. I mean, it's not this overwhelming, you know, Kalamata.
That's right.
You know, attack.
It's just
done beautifully and intentionally. Now you talked about as a starter, great with a you know late afternoon cocktail, Carl. Is there a happy hour, a formal happy hour here at St. House?
We do the $6 daiquiri of the day, which we've been hammering home. So every day we're going to be different daiquiris for people to try through, $6. And that goes from when we open at 11 a.m. If you're feeling, you know, fun on the weekend, come down for brunch and grab some $6 daiquiris. And it runs all the way to 6 o'clock.
All the way to 6. That's
right.
So there's still time to get in on the $6 daiquiri of the day right here on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the time has come to give away a gift card
yes.
for one of our listeners who thinks that they might know the answer to the trivia question of the week. And I think this is a fun question. Travis, what's our question?
Okay, so the Spanish name for rum is also a common name for a man.
Okay.
For a gentleman.
And we want to know what that is.
Yep.
Okay, what is the Spanish name for rum?
Yes.
And a little clue, it's also the same name, a common name for a man.
Yep.
Right. Okay, well, let's see who knows the answer to the question. Give us a call right now, 880-KNST. That's 880-5678 for a chance to win a gift card for St. House. What is the Spanish word for rum? Good luck. Get your dialing fingers going. We'll be right back, fellow foodies.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back, fellow foodies, to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Saint House Rum Bar on East Congress Street in downtown Tucson. And I have yam dripping down my chin.
Yes, you do.
It's all about the yam and the 48-hour smoke and this wonderful.
I almost
tree
hate to see it wasted like that. So
we got a couple of callers that have called in. I think right. They know the answer to the question. Before we go to the phone lines, you know, let's give props where props is due. You know, there's a gentleman behind, you know, who kind of runs a kitchen operation out here, who I think has really done things in an altogether creative and innovative way. Talk about Chef
Beecher Howard. He happens to be out of town. Otherwise, we'd have him on to talk about some of these dishes. But he's done an amazing job creating this food and really just nailed these flavors of the Caribbean. We're super excited to be able to serve the food that we do.
That's great.
That Beecher's created.
Come on down and see Chef Beecher Howard here making Saint House the talk of the town on the culinary scene. Now, Carl, do you sit down with Beecher from time to time to talk about, you know, ideas for pairings?
We definitely sit down and talk. Collaboration is really big behind our bar. Our bar team all collaborates on what cocktails we'd like, et cetera, et cetera. But we also sitting down with Beecher, talking about flavors, talking about techniques. You know, I'm as big of a foodie and a cook at home as I am about cocktails when I'm out. So,
I love it.
Matt, don't listen to him. Look for any excuse to drink rum together, all right? Any excuse.
All is paid as paid, Travis.
That's right.
Okay, we're going to go right to the board. We got a couple of callers that they know the answer to the question. Again, the question is, what is the Spanish word for rum? And here's a little hint. It also happens to be a very common name for a man. And we're going to go to line one and say hi to Kelly. Hey, Kelly, what's the answer?
It is run or run.
Okay. Kelly says. Okay, well, Kelly says run or run, and it would really be embarrassing if that wasn't the right answer, because then
that would, because he
run. He's pulling it out.
It's very dramatic,
Travis.
He's very right,
Travis. We're going. What is the survey says?
That's correct. It's the right.
Kelly,
answer.
Congratulations! Well done, Kelly. You nailed it.
We were all stumped earlier, so just so you know. So.
I mean, for anybody to be stumped on a rum thing, John Farlow was stumped.
I was stumped, and I drink a lot of rum, so let me just say.
Well, Kelly, congratulations! Thanks so much for listening, and way to go. Now, let me ask you, have you ever been to Saint House before?
I haven't, but I have a magazine with a beautiful full-color ad on the back of it, and it intrigued me so much I had planned on coming in.
All right.
Advertise. Pays to advertise. No one's going to dispute that here on this show. But anyway, Kelly, congratulations. You are going to have a great time. Now, don't go away, because Cindy back at the station is going to get all your information, and we're going to mail that gift card out to you. And when you come, I want you to ask for Travis and Carl by name, because they never leave.
I will do that. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Kelly. So, our first caller, I'm
Look
shocked.
I am shocked. I am shocked, because I thought that was a much tougher.
I had given a little bit of a hint when you talked about the Cubano, though, because Ron Matusalem is not the name of the proprietor of the rum.
See, no, because I've been drinking Ron Rico and other brands forever, and I just thought that was the guy's name.
Now that we learned that today, we're going over to look at some of the bottles there of rum that you have, and you start seeing Ron
on every
label. Now we talked about Ron Burgundy. Yeah. You know, it's going to be a nice rum wine mixture.
Pairing, yes.
But anyway, well, Kelly's in for a treat. Kelly's going to come in here and have lunch or dinner on you. Thank you so much for providing that opportunity to him.
Excited to have him.
Now, I saw something on your Facebook page, and then again, I want to really encourage all of our listeners to go to Saint House on Facebook and like it, because I think your social media program is just a lot of fun. I mean, it's successful, but it's a lot of fun because it's interactive and it's engaging and it's
educational.
It's educational.
I really do learn a lot about it. I mean, like when you tell me this cocktail tastes like this, I can make those associations, and I would have never done that before. Again, I would have come in and done the regular, this is what I'm going to drink.
Sure.
Exactly.
So it's a great forum for us to be able to get that kind of message out there and let people know what we're about.
And one of the things I learned the last time I was on there is you guys just finished doing a Caribbean cocktail classroom
Absolutely,
kind of thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that picture. Yeah.
What in the world was that all about?
So, I mean, it was great. We got about 16 lucky winners down in our private dining room.
So we have to win it.
Absolutely. Gotta like
it. I was going to be here. I was just going to show up. So, all right.
We did about an hour and a half class. We had some food. We got to try four different cocktails and really delve deep into the history. We got into talking a little bit about tiki earlier. We're gonna, the next one that people will be able to win is going to be on Tiki and Tiki Culture. So,
oh, how fun. Yeah. And how can people, I mean, obviously, like the Facebook page. Is that the best way to get the information out?
Yeah, that's the absolute best way. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, but but Facebook is definitely the way. If you want to be in on the next class, on the Tiki class, definitely like us on Facebook.
And you're going to accommodate 16 people at this class?
It's about the right number.
Now, do you do it in this private, kind of cool, secret, private
the
space
secret
you have
room.
Here?
That's right.
I love that space, by the way.
Thank
and
you.
I should say, we're approaching the holiday season. What a fun place to do a private party, special events.
That's right.
I mean, fun just all the way around.
Holds up to 24 people comfortably seated. And, we're filling up for the holidays quickly with private parties. Okay. So.
Great. Is there a number to call in case someone wants to get in the last minute of the holidays?
207-7757. Okay. More than happy to take that.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. And do we know when that's going to be? The
Not
yet,
but we'll let you know on Facebook.
Yeah.
All right, so go to Facebook.com, and it's a Saint House Rum Bar. You want to find it, you want to like it, and friends, I can guarantee you're just going to have so much fun interacting with Travis and Nicole and Carl and Beecher and the whole team here. So we have just about another minute left before we sadly have to say goodbye.
Oh, I'm devastated.
Everybody call KNST right this afternoon.
Not that I will be leaving after this particular show.
This needs to be a two-hour show, but anyway, remind everybody in our listening audience exactly where you're located, Travis, hours of operation, and how they can find you online.
Absolutely. SaintHouseTucson.com. We're located in downtown Tucson, 256 East Congress. Feel free to call for a reservation or go online. And we are open 7 days a week, lunch and dinner, and open every day at 11 a.m.
Thanks so much. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be on our website, On the Menu Live, next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5,
it's
on
the
menu
live.
Cheers. Have a great week. We'll see you at St. House.